it's nothing like
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming out in person and having your face attached to the moon. Now, I want to find out.
Bringing voices to power.
I know this. Ain't nobody that's here around here scared. Is anybody here scared of anything? Well, look here, so we can say that we got true soldiers that fear talking about the strategies that we need.
The grassroots mouthpiece. They can't stop us.
Powerful leader of the world.
Yes, this is bringing voices to power. We're live here at the rally for unity.
United Voices with Sherry Saunders.
So we need everybody to come out. We're going live. We're going to be talking to the rally goers.
Sunday is 5 to 7.
Situation and what they've encountered with the
child support hustle is real.
Economic situation.
You can catch the child support hustle
first
show Saturdays from 5
you,
to 7.
Some of their experiences and some of their ideas.
With co-host Drew D. and Kenya R. The child support hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10. Bringing voices to power.
To the rap. Hip-hop.
Bringing voices to power.
So we have a lot of problems in our community that we have to work on. But at the same time.
Yes, my name is Shakira Kiki Smith. I'm a resident here in Huntsville, Madison area. And essentially, I came from the Change or Else protest today. And I think the best way for us to really address this situation is we have to hit where it hurts. And for us, that's in the pockets. If we start taking our money, we hold a lot of spending power. African Americans hold a lot of spending power, and we don't realize it. But we have to take that money, take that power away. If we take that money away, reinvest it into our communities, reinvest it into our people, then we will see a change in the way that things things happen. If you think about the civil rights movement and even before that, black people owned a lot of businesses. We put a lot of money into our own businesses. We hit them where it hurts. So that's what we have to do. I'm here for change. And the or else part of that is, or else we take our money back. And so, you know, that's where we stand. That's what we need to do. And I encourage everyone, add me on Facebook, Shakira Kiki Smith. I got some great information about black businesses on there, black businesses that, where you can order stuff online, things even like detergent. You don't have to invest your money into Target or Walmart or even those larger corporations that actually manufacture the detergent. You can put your money into those black-owned businesses that make and manufacture detergent. So even something as simple as that, excuse me, we can put our money back into it. So Shakira Kiki Smith, add me. I'll be happy to add you on Facebook. Check out some of that stuff if you're in the Huntsville area. This week is Black Restaurant Week. Give your money to our black restaurant owners. Eat that good food that they cook. You know, and invest that money back into our own community. Also, I'm calling for a blackout every day when you wake up. Put on your all black. Show that we stand in solidarity, even when we're apart. So Blackout Week, definitely. Invest in our own communities, definitely. We want to make sure that that gets done.
We need to have cosmetology and barbering. We don't have that anymore.
Yes, we're still live here at the rally in Lakewood Park, and we're talking to people here who have an opinion on how things should get solved and what we can do to make the situation better. And now I'm trying to find the organizer of this, Mr. Peter Proctor, and let him say a few words about what's going on here.
Yes, I tell you. Okay. You're running right now. Yes, this is Peter Proctor. You know, I'm just live right here at the rally, Unity for Community. I tell you that it's off the chain right now. Blog radio is just giving us an opportunity to do what regular media won't allow us to do. We have people here sharing ideas, methods, and concepts on what can make things ready. What's my have you? Yeah, let's give her a round of applause. Give a round of applause. I tell you, we got so much multimedia stuff going on right now. And I guarantee you, I'm gonna tell you, if the media shut us out, we're still gonna have a voice. People still gonna see. We saw two young men who was, as far as I'm concerned, that they was handled wrongfully. I would say wrongful death. That's what I would say, wrongful death. That's my personal opinion. What brought us together here is death. Death brought us together here today, but the root of what was happening is not the traffic tickets that generate the dollars for the city. On our end of town, it's traffic court, better known as nightmare court. So what I want to do right now is while we are in the mood of rallying everybody together on what is the reason why we're here and focusing on police, but we know economics is going to be the root of it, this is what I want to do. We were here for somebody to share the ideas and what they're doing and the testimonies. I had one gentleman, Shay, come in right now. I want Shay right now to share this testimony. He going to pass this around, and you can see for yourself, but it's something about when you come in the midst of a judge when they're off duty who began to show righteousness. Maybe if we didn't catch this judge off duty, this brother may not be getting his problem solved. But I'm going to let him share very quickly, and he can show you himself what they gave him in his hand. And this is all dealing with a traffic thing that could have. Well, I'm not going to say anything. Shay, you go ahead real quick and tell them. This is a testimony from Shay Jennings.
How y'all doing today?
Next live on Bringing Voices to Power, we're going to talk with Afu Okeson. He can let you know about what he's doing in the city and about his organization.
Right now, what's going on in the city of Huntsville as we're moving forward, realizing that the issues in our community stem really from a lot of lack of resources and access to the amenities and the things that can have us on par with the rest of the city of Huntsville. So the reality is, while it's taking these loss of life for us to come together and for us to kind of address and discuss these things as a community, we want to take this time to focus on the big picture and to realize that the only way that we can move forward is with a collective, concerted, united voice in front in this city to make sure that we're actually seeing the progress and not just letting this be an emotionally led charge, or, you know, because now, like, people are feeling, you know, how they feel based off of what happened. So the reality is, and one of the things I want to impress upon people is that what we're doing now, while it's for economic development, while it's for community empowerment, we need to realize that the only way for us to do this and not to repeat the cycles of, you know, the cycles of non-action and the cycles of, you know, mistrust in our community with our leaders is to hold everyone accountable and at the same time to move forward and to really, really attack these issues and find tangible solutions in our community that we can use in working with city government and working with city entities to be able to allocate these funds accordingly and have accountable leadership that makes sure they do and they fulfill their promises. So moving forward, you know, there are a lot of initiatives and a lot of groups that we're looking to support in the city. My platform is called Soul Sessions Huntsville, where we come together and we discuss different issues. This platform now, we're connecting and we're combining with different other entities to be able to really just connect and show that we're a united front in Huntsville, Alabama. So just stay focused, stay connected, and really just find a way that you can use your purpose and your gift to give back to the city and back to the community. Thanks.
Attorney Fields will receive a letter 30 days after you do a complaint saying that they did an investigation or trying to, you know, at least explain to you what the situation
is. Have you got a letter yet? Yeah. Anybody, do you have a testimony or an idea or something that you can share that yes?
You can
hold it and you can go ahead and it's there, so you can take your time and show how you want to say.
Is it recording? All right, my name is Madeline Peebles. I'm currently a student at Alabama A&M University, and I would just like to take time to address the issue of young people, millennials, and police brutality. A lot of us are the most aggressively inarticulate young people to come along for a while. And so I would like to know how we should handle police encounters, because despite what the evidence shows us in this country, people are telling us to handle our police encounters disregarding the evidence. The evidence shows us that black people are 2 times more likely to be stopped by police. The evidence shows us that police are 2 times more likely to brutalize or criminalize young black people. The evidence shows us that black people are 18 times more likely to be incarcerated than any other race in this country. And furthermore, the evidence shows us that black people are 4 times more likely, if not more than that, to be injured or be killed while in police custody. According to this evidence, we should fear the police. A lot of us fear the police. A lot of us do not respect the police. A lot of us are defensive and are aggressive towards police because of said evidence. So how do we handle police encounters outside of compliance, outside of knowing our laws and knowing our rights? Because evidence has shown us whether we comply or not, whether we are aggressive or not, whether we resist arrest or not, whether we are restrained or not, we end up hurt, injured, killed, and we don't get justice. So how is it that young black people in this country are expected to trust law enforcement when the evidence shows that law enforcement is not for us, but indeed against us?
Okay.
Okay, next up, we got a gentleman that's doing, he's doing some great things in the neighborhood. He wants to tell you about himself, his organization, and his views on what's going on and some of the solutions he may have.
Yes, my name is Cecil Golston. I live in North Huntsville, Alabama. I'm the CEO of LIP, Living for Peace. It is a self-established organization, non-profit organization. We work with youth in the community, youth who have been kicked out of school, youth who have been in trouble with the law, youth that are on the way of getting in trouble, headed toward trouble, and that's what we stand for. We stand for LIP, Living in Peace. We know too much about RIP, Resting in Peace. We just want to live our lives in peace and help anybody that we can. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at 256-288-9862. We would appreciate any advice, any help, any opinions on what's happening in today's time. We as a people must come together. Come together as a people and live as a people. LIP, Living for Peace. Thank you.
Okay, yes, we're back live at the rally here at Lakewood Elementary School. We're talking with some of the rally goers about some of the things that they've experienced with the police and how the problems can get solved. So we'll continue to listen to the instructor, and he's talking about the things that's happening with him.
Anybody know what LIP stands for? Okay, I want to bring. I call him the ghost. I'm bringing the ghost up, and when I let the ghost loose now, I might have to shut him down. But I want you to hear this, brother. He has an awesome testimony. I met this brother. I ain't never met him a day in my life. I was at a gas station, and he came from behind a pump, and he just lifted me off the ground. And he's saying he's not a preacher. But he has a special call in his life because I know that I was lifted off the ground with the very words of encouragement that day. So I want to bring him on up right now. Let's bring. He said he's hotter than Jeremiah. He said he Jeremiah don't have nothing on him. So I want to bring him up now to bring fire to this movement. You know what I'm saying? Some things get high and dry, but I think we need some pumping up right now. So go.
Okay, shout out to Mike over there at Presidential Barbershop. Y'all go by and get your hair cut.
Right, right. Peace, more love, baby.
Okay, with that, we're gonna wrap the show up, and we'll be right back next week, bringing voices to power.